Yvette Gray is back on the line from Altona North at the siege. What's happening now, Yvette?
Yes, good morning, Neil. Well, look, the siege is continuing. The suspect in the fatal stabbing on Altona North remains holed up in the house. So we're being told he's a 21-year-old man and he's with his girlfriend, a 24-year-old woman. We're being told she is not a hostage. She is supporting him. This house belongs to the girlfriend's father. And earlier this morning, the father and his partner were removed safely from the house. That was done through negotiations. At this stage, it's not known if he's armed with any weapons at all, but we've just been told some alarming details about what actually happened in that fatal stabbing at the other end of Blackshaws Road on Sunday afternoon. We're told the victim is a 46-year-old Altona North man who was stabbed to death, and he apparently was driving along the road and saw the suspect and his girlfriend arguing, and it got quite violent beside the road, so he actually stopped to intervene, and sadly he was fatally stabbed, as we know. So all these details are just emerging, and also yesterday detectives conducted a line search and found the weapon they believe was involved in that attack. But as for the siege, that's been ongoing since 2 o'clock this morning. We're told that homicide detectives, the Fugitive Task Force, as well as the Special Operations Group, arrived at this house after getting a tip-off that the suspect was in here. So I think he's been in here since last night. So it's still ongoing, and they're basically hoping for a peaceful resolution.
Of course. So do we know anything further about the man who was killed, the Good Samaritan?
The Good Samaritan?
Because we've all been urged recently, stand up for women if you see these sort of, and that's just tragic.
It is. Look, we only just found out about that. All we know is he's a 46-year-old Altona North man, and as we were told, he was driving along and saw the man and his girlfriend arguing, and it apparently got quite violent, and that's when he stepped in, and sadly he has ended up dead as a result of that.
Oh, dear. All right, Yvette, we'll keep in touch through the morning. Yvette Gray out at that siege in Altona North.